And good morning, everyone.
You know, on Friday, it was an interesting game happening. It was MLB. It's a professional baseball game in U.S. And I was watching the game. The game was historical. It lasted 7 hours and 20 minutes. It's normally like three to four hours. But that day, the baseball game, usually many of you may have watched the game, right? Some of you, yep. Why do I mention this? Because that game, usually 9 innings, is done. But that day, Friday, just past Friday, it was like double. It was historical. Man, both team wants to hit a home run. If you have a home run, that's pretty much finished. So both teams come back and forth, and they send the best pitcher there. And then pitch, and strike after strike. You know, the best pitcher after you is 99 miles per hour, 96, you just cannot see it. You just cannot hit it. So both teams come back and forth, 10 innings, 11 innings, 12, 13, on. And the reporter seems to be tired. The reporter say, it's 60 innings. It's 17 innings. And then the 18th inning, you know, the team, the Los Angeles team, which is I was from. So I just, you know, I was that team, though. So you can imagine. So Dodgers is the bottom inning. So if they got it and they just got it, they can just go home, right? And then it's their home court. So the two outs. And the last one, come on, and then two strike and three ball. How do you say that? Four count, right? So, I mean, it's just right there. Either you just gone or you just hit it. And then the pitcher is so good, and the person who has had a seemingly home run just a couple innings before. And so this time I just saw him feel very tired, and the camera just catch his face. And I feel very tired, and 7 hours already. And then he was ready. And then the pitcher after the full count and just pitch it the same speed, seems to me, the similar speed, but he just hit it. Just barely out of the home run wall. He got it. I mean, everybody in the place and in Los Angeles Dodgers, the baseball field, shouting and just chanting for him. It's good job, good job. At that moment, I was crying, not because of the baseball, not because of the team. It's because of spiritual warfare. That's what we are facing. At the end, when Jesus coming back and get us. Man, he is the champion. He is the home run for us. Man. In the whole things that it seems to be dragging on and on, sometimes we may feel tired a bit. But man, that's just one hit. One hit on the cross. It hit the home run right there. Right there. When I saw that, even though I was just shouting for that team, and that team is good. So, but I felt that, isn't that the spiritual warfare? That we need a home run. We need a home run from Jesus. We need a home run from Jesus, the Savior, the victor for us all the time. That we rely on Jesus, our Lord. So this morning, and in the spiritual warfare series, we continue talking about spiritual warfare, of course. And we wanted to talk about following the shepherd's voice. And I believe this is so important for our life, spiritual life as well. So a lot of time, we may not hear so clearly what God is speaking to us. And sometimes we just confuse, right? But confusion is okay, because I heard somebody says, confusion is a royal route to maturity. Amen? Let me say it again. Confusion is the royal route to maturity. So confusion is okay. So teenager, last week we had a good time with teenager in, what is that called? Steelwood. We had a fun time. I mean, they buried my car with leaves, and you know, I couldn't find my car. It's just so fun. I was so confused where my car was. But finally, I found it, and they're so kind. They put a little bit, you know, a clue for me to find my car. So finally, I find it. So following the shepherd's voice. So we're going to read John 10, 1 to 10. We may be so familiar with this verse already, but so let's just read again on the screen. If you want to, I just read on the screen. Very truly, I tell you, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes down ahead of them, and his sheep follow him, because they know his voice, but they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Jesus used this figure of speech, but they did not understand what he was telling them. Therefore, Jesus said again, very truly, I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pastures. And the thief comes. Let's read this together. The thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. And I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Jesus, thank you for this time that we can listen to your word. And Lord, please speak to us at this next couple of minutes, and we open our heart to receive what you have to say to us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So this morning, we are talking about a shepherd's voice, and it's really fun to see and to observe the relationship between the shepherd and the sheep. And you may have a pet at home, a dog and a cat. It's similar. That's really fun to hear that Pastor Jim once talking about when he whistled and all the sheep just run to him. And I'm so impressed by that, you know, by that action and stuff. And I love sheep. When I see the picture, and I never feed a sheep. But we had a dog when we immigrated to Canada, and we had a dog, we call him Juby. Juby, I talked about this story before. And play with him and feed him and give him a bath, you know, walk him out in the morning and at night sometimes. He's so cute. He's so cute. So we just love him. And so sometimes we just thinking about the Lord's relationship with us, just like our pet, right? Just like our pet, similar situation. So Jesus is our shepherd. We learn to listen to his voice. And he is our gate for salvation. We enter into God's kingdom through him. Not only he saves us, and he also leads us to find pasture. And Jesus feeds our spiritual needs and gives us abundant life. That through Jesus and his redemptive work, we have relationship with the Heavenly Father who sustains our life. So Jesus, three things here. Jesus to lead us,
and to feed us and to protect us. He is to lead us and to feed us and to protect us. Right? He protects us just like the sheep in the sheep pen, well protected. Unless the sheep says, I don't want to be in the sheep pen, I want to go out. That's what I did when I shared with the youth last weekend. I tried to go out of the sheep pen for about 2 years. So I pick up bad habits and stuff like that. You know, that's what I felt. I shouldn't have done that. But Jesus wants to protect us within the sheep pen, within his family. So our family, our church family, is the protection from God. It's the gift from God. So when we come to church, God speaks to us, sometimes through brothers and sisters. So I love our worship, our church worship, so anointed and so powerful. And many times, I'm not saying we cannot hear God's voice through our devotional life. We certainly can. But you know what? A lot of time, you know, sometimes Pastor Jim doesn't know what I was going through. And I didn't have a chance to talk to him yet. But when he came and talked to me, I just feel I wanted to cry. Because he didn't know what I was going through. But he said something that I really needed to hear. Do you have that experience? You might also have that experience. And also, this morning, the song that we were singing about peace. Peace, peace, wonderful peace. That's what I need. Maybe you need that this morning. That God wants to give you peace. Through our corporate prayer and corporate gathering, and God wants to speak to us. So the sheep pen can mean God's protection, and also can mean our brothers, sisters gathering. You know, our brothers and sisters, sometimes we don't get along perfectly. Amen? So no, you're wrong. We RPC, we never fight. We never fight. Like last time we say, Christian marriages should never have fight. Somebody wants to laugh. Go ahead, laugh. Christian marriage sometimes it's not perfect. That's why we need Jesus. We need him to help us and to speak to us. And sometimes we have a little bit issue with our brothers and sisters. But it doesn't mean our brother and sister are perfect. But our brother and sister are a gift from God. Truly a gift from God. And just you just feel blessed to be around brother and sister. I encourage you. And whenever, like, for example, I see Val, every Sunday morning, he just say, hey, how are you, brother? And just cheer your day, right? And so many brothers and sisters, it's more of, not like me, I'm just like the tone like this. Like, I'm not, sometimes not very, you know, excited sometimes. But when you see people, like, could be encourager to you and helping you and just encourage you maybe sometimes with a word. Hey, brother, you know, how are you this morning? And just cheer you up, help you. Sheep pen, help you. And through brother and sister, God can speak to us. The shepherd can speak to us through our brothers and sisters. And maybe sometimes through our wife or our husband, right? But I better like to hear from our brother, not my wife. But, you know, wife always speak the truth. But I'm not saying brother and sister don't speak the truth. But wives sometimes speak the things that you might not want to hear at the first place. But it is so true. When you think second time, you say, she's awesome. She's so true. I love her because she's so true to me. And she speaks something that I really need to hear, even though I don't feel I'd like to hear. But it is so important, right? It is important. We might not feel all the time that when brothers and sisters speak straight to me, right? Like Pastor Jim yesterday morning, that he said something very strict and direct to me. And I didn't feel like it, but I appreciate the strict and the direct and honest words to me. It's refreshment, even though I don't feel like it. Amen? A lot of time, the word that we need to receive, you might not feel like it. That's okay, because emotion is not the most important. Our faith is the most important. Yeah, we receive by faith. We receive God's words. Say, God's words, yes, it's so good. And you will feel peace afterward. You will feel peace afterward. A lot of times we might want to feel peace at the first place. It might not work that way, right? And you will feel peace because we follow. And we follow. And the sheep not always going to the right place. That's why, you know, the shepherd has the staff. We have seen shepherd's staff, right? He has like the big things like this and then a staff. And why have this kind of sheep? Because sheep sometimes going away and going astray. And the shepherd will be able to drag them back by the staff. So the perfect picture in the Psalm 23, that even though we go through the shadow of death, but he's still with us. His staff, his rod, they comfort us. They comfort us. The staff, the shepherd. The staff means the authority of the shepherd. Comfort us. But sometimes we may fail. Shall we go to the next, please? Next slide. Who fell? Adam and Eve fell for us, fell with us, right? Now we're all familiar with story. When Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, and they enjoyed the perfect presence of God, right there in the beginning, the perfect presence. It shouldn't have any evil. It shouldn't have anything going on, but God allows it because God so loves us. He sometimes allows us to go through test or even temptation because he wants us to be strong. He is not intend to destroy us. This is not his intention. His intention is to help us grow in him, right? So, what happened with Eve? And the demon make another available voice to Eve. Say, did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? And Eve said, you know, Eve, strong. He recalled God's voice. He recalled what God said to her. He said, God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it or you will die. She defends it very well, right? And the serpent is so crafty. And the serpent says, you will not certainly die. For God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be open. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. When the woman saw that the fruit of the tree was good for food and pleasing to the eye and also desirable for gaining wisdom, she took some and ate it and also gave some to her husband and who was with her, and he ate it. Ah, ouch. It shouldn't have happened. I don't know how many seconds, how many minutes that things happened. Maybe 2 hours. Maybe Eve and Adam was trying to look at the apple. Not apple, but some kind of fruit. But look great. That the Bible says desirable. Where is it? Is it pleasing to the eye? And And one, good for food. She must be hungry, right? Pleasing to the eye. And also desirable for gaining wisdom. And she took some and ate it. It must have taken some time for her to kind of fall into the trap. You know, the enemy sometimes is, you know, really crafty. You know, I recall a story about an Eskimo. And when they want to hunt a wolf, Arctic wolf, you know how they do it? They put a knife, a little knife, under a snow with full of blood on knife. He put a knife, I mean, how do you say that? The blood on the knife to sight. And bury under the snow. So, and the wolf come and they smell it. The Arctic wolf, they smell very sharp. So they came and they smell something. This blood is their favorite smell. And they smell it. They start unbury the knife. They found the knife and they leak. They use the tongue to leak the knife. And the more they leak it, and what happened? They're bleeding themselves. The wolf bleeding itself. So the more he licks it, the more he likes it. And the more he licks it, the more he bleeding out of himself. He killed himself. So Eskimo use this trap to get to, they don't need to use a very big trap to trap the Arctic wolf. Just use this simple whatever, because they know that the wolf like the smell of the blood. So that's what we are talking about. The Satan, a lot of time, they use some trick to attract us. Do you agree? They use a lot of things to track us that we don't even notice. And step by step that we go into that trap and fail. Oh, no. Many of you may agree with me that we fail sometimes. We fail. Failure. So Eve, gradually and eventually, she was deceived and drew away from the presence of God by Satan's suggestion. And Satan, you know, he can win for temporarily. He cannot win forever. Just right there, he catch Eve. That's when human beings fell and fall. That's why you and I fall. Sin. We are born sinner. Do you agree? One time when I was in college, I shared gospel with a person from China. And I said, do you believe in Jesus? And he said, no. And do you believe in God? No. We Chinese, we don't believe in one God. We have no God. Also, I said, okay, I'm not trying to mess up with you. I'm just trying to share my heart, okay? Just don't fight me and don't throw a stone at me. So I'm just trying to share something that I think is good for you. And he said, no, don't, please, don't share with me anymore. I don't want to hear. I said, okay, have you heard about Christianity? He said, yes, I do. And have you heard about Jesus? And I still keep going, you know. And he says, okay, that's fine. Let me share one thing with you. I said, okay, finally, he wants to share with me. Okay, I just listen. He said, what? Come on. And he says, I don't believe in Jesus, but one thing, I cannot deny it. I know men have sin. I said, oh, you don't believe in Jesus and you believe in sin? He said, because I have a guilt. Because I do wrong things, I have a guilt. Okay. So do you believe Jesus can save from your sin? No. No. But I believe I cannot deny Jesus. I don't believe in him, but I cannot deny him because I have a guilt. I say, okay, that's it. That's the start from believing Jesus, right? I mean, I feel so excited, but later on, he eventually, before I graduate, he didn't give his life to Jesus, but I believe, I still keep praying for him and feel one day that was a good start. And God put a seed in his heart for him to get transformed, right? A lot of time when we share the gospel with people, we want the people to just get changed right away. Sometimes it's not right away. Some people take years and some people take 10 years, a long time. So please don't feel discouraged when we share the gospel with people, because they need a time, right? They may need to go through some stage of life that come to a point that they say, okay, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. I give up myself. I need your help. That's the time that God is working in their heart that they cannot deny it. They say, Jesus, I need you. Please save me now. That's what we are waiting. That's what we all waiting for, the harvest time, and also in our neighborhood, and also that we expect Alpha, that we are just serve the Lord and hope the Lord will save them, right? So the enemy sometimes will twist God's command into question. That's what the enemy is doing. The enemy twist God's command, firm command, into question that allow and make us to doubt. That's the enemy's idea. That's not from God. God give us a firm faith in our heart that we believe in him and we grow in him. That the doubt, most of the time, is from the enemy. I'm not saying doubt is not good, but a lot of time, doubt may lead us to the trap of the enemies, right? But how do we do it? Let's talk about how. Next, how to listen to the shepherd's voice. Okay, might not have time. This is not a comprehensive list. But just to give you an idea that how do we listen to the shepherd's voice. First of all, Psalm 119:105, we are familiar with this verse. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. I heard a quote from somebody saying, if we have a word, we don't need a voice. Let me say it again. If we have a word and we don't need a voice, sometimes we want to God to show us a miracle. Lord, if you want me to go to this job, please, when I drink this water, and I will see the blood in my water. Or if you want me to marry this person, when I see this person, please have a flower on her hair. It is fine, but it's not good. It's okay, but it's... Sometimes we have a word, we can go to God's word. Everything God wants to say to us, it's here. It's here. But we don't want to flip to any given page, say, okay, God, what do you want to speak to me? You might find something that you don't like. So we want to study God's word every day. Hopefully you speak, listen to God every day through his word. God speak to us through his word, right? How many of you believe that? Amen. Okay. God speaks to us 100% through His Word. Through His Word. When we read the story of the Bible, when we read something, and sometimes we might not understand fully what this means, but we just kind of look through it. Don't feel discouraged when we don't understand, especially Old Testament. We just faithfully read through it. And one day, one of the ladies in our Mandarin Fellowship, and she read through Old Testament, and she gave up because she didn't understand. She feel, God's killing people. I mean, God's judging God and killing people. I don't want to read it anymore. I say, okay, that's okay. I want you to feel, you're forced to read it. But she continue reading that. And one day she said, God spoke to her through the passage she read through. Amen. So sometimes we may not understand right away what we are reading, but God will speak to us through the things we read it, because all the things God wants to say to us is in the Bible. God will use His Word to speak to us in our daily life, daily living. And when you receive it, when you understand God's Word, that's called rhema, right? That's called rhema. It's so life. How many of you, let me ask this, how many of you have experienced God's Word? It's so life to you in that given moment and given day. Please raise your hands. Oh, most of you. Yeah. Maybe some of you may have it. Oh, okay, sometimes, some other time. That's good. I encourage you to read God's Word the best every day. Even though you don't understand it, that's okay. I don't think a lot of people who believe in Jesus, believer for many years, still try to understand God's Word. And if you like to put some notes down, see, I sometimes in my Chinese Bible, I put the notes down. And for many years passed, and I went back to the notes I wrote, and I saw God is so amazing. He brought me through. Because I had the notes. Sometimes I wrote the notes, and I put a year. I put 1996. And I went back to that. I said, wow, God, you are amazing. You brought me through the difficult situation. I am who I am because of your grace. Because without your grace, I can't be who I am now. So I just review God's word, and I saw how He has brought me through. So this morning, we are talking about the shepherd and the sheep. And we are the sheep. And we listen to God's voice every day, every moment in our life. And He loves to speak to you and me. He loves, because He loves you. Just like we want to speak to our son, right? Like, I had a chance to play basketball with the youth last weekend. I just feel myself very small. I feel myself small, but they gave me a grace, like Elijah, Dalton, and they, I'm taller than them, and, so they give me a chance to shoot the ball. And I get it. I get it for several one. I shoot it for several one. I get it. And I feel good about myself, and I feel good about them. It's not about I play basketball with them because they love me and I love them. The relationship, I love to speak to them. Sometimes just speak to them with a fist bump. And sometimes Dalton is so funny. So he says, every time I want to shake hands with you and you give me a fist bump. And every time I want to give you a fist bump, you try to shake hands with me. We never have something in common. But, I love them. I love them so much. I love the people, our young people. Are they great? They're great. Man, they're growing so much because I never had the share the time with them this, you know, the whole weekend. You know, Chantel really, you know, give me a chance to really share over the weekend with them. I really feel grateful, feel honored, feel privileged to really have chance to establish relationship with them, to talk to them and hear from them. One of the session before I end, let me just share what happened, if that's okay. Just nothing very personal, but in one of the session, and before we end, one of the session that we share is write down your wrong image about yourself. Rachelle was leading that session. It was wonderful. I just, you know, cry, people crying. Why? Because we wrote down our wrong image about ourselves. Me too. I wrote wrong image about myself. And we put on the table anonymously. And then we have everybody come up to the paper, and we have a second layer of paper to write down the encouragement for that person. So when we just write notes to each different person, we just fell for them. And people fell for me as well. And we just cry. I just cannot stop crying because we hear from each other and we encourage each other and we all share the same similar things. Sometimes we have the bad image about ourselves, but God loves us through brother and sister. God speaks to us through our dear brother and sister, through Tulsi, through Pastor Jim, through Simon, through Russ, through many of you, through Nina, through Richard. God speaks to us through our brother and sister. So we share the good moment, the best moment of the weekend, in that moment. And I had so many encouragement from my dear young brothers and sisters. And I feel so encouraged. So we all need encouragement. We all need the word, the voice from God through the people, through our brother and sister. We all need the encouragement, do we? Yes. Amen. Amen. So that was an awesome weekend. Thank you. Elevate invite us to go over, and thank you for Pastor Jim to allow me to have a break in that weekend, and we had a wonderful time. That God is in our midst, speaking to us, speaking to our heart. We feel so grateful for what God is doing in our midst. And Pastor Randy, would you please come up, back up, and the team, please. And then this morning, maybe you have some burden in your heart that you want God to intervene in your life and help you to grow, and help you to heal your heart. And God is trying to speak to us all the time because he loves us. Just like we love our children, he wants to speak to us. He wants to speak encouraging words to us, to each one of us. And when we go to the worship and we can pray together, and later on, I want the prayer team to come forward, please. And then the people who you want to be prayed for, please come forward.